The Rancor's Brothel presents.
Into the land of civilization came Nyarlathotep, slender and sinister,
and gave exhibitions which sent his spectators away speechless.
Men advised one another to see him and shuddered.
Where he went, rest vanished, for the small hours were rent with the screams of nightmare.
It was in the hot autumn that I went through the night with the restless crowd.
I saw hooded forms amidst ruins, and I saw the world battling against blackness.
I screamed aloud.
I was not afraid.
That I could never be afraid.
And others screamed with me for solace.
Beyond the world vague ghosts of monstrous things.
Corpses of dead worlds with sores that were cities. Charnel winds that brush the pallid stars.
And through this revolting graveyard of the universe, the muffled, maddening beating.
The crawling chaos.
Masks of Nyarlathotep.
Configurations in mutation.
So you're all standing around a dead body. Because that seems like the best place to start.
What's your strength?
85.
Okay, you're doing the heavy lifting, just so you're aware.
It's fine.
Okay.
To anyone who missed the action-packed episode, I hope that edits really well, Lucas, because that was a very fun session.
I haven't gotten to it yet, but I'm getting there.
There was life, there was death, there was a return from death. So, anyway, you're all in the Miser House, surrounded by a number of corpses, probably most prominently Inspector Barrington. The car has peeled off some time ago, probably a couple minutes at most, but of course, you know, maximum speed, country roads, late at night, visibility, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What day is it, Jasmine? Do you remember?
It's a Monday.
Sunday the 15th.
Is it Sunday?
So, but at this point, we've probably moved into Monday for sure, because, I mean, it's gotten late. You guys waited to do this until not quite the cover of darkness for the boat ride, but you definitely moved in when it was dark. So we're probably looking at Monday morning at this point. That's where you're at. Apparently, they've been plotting this secret plan for some time now. They've been waiting to reveal it upon me.
The secret cool plan has changed. And now it's
several
just
times
a plan. So we'll see. It might be secret cool. Just depends on how it plays out.
Sybil stands up from being raised from the dead.
Your chest hurts.
Oh, it really hurts. Everything hurts. I've been chokeholded. I've been smacked around. And then I was...
You did a very poor job at what you're supposed to be really good at.
Isn't that what I started complaining about when I got here tonight?
I don't know.
You weren't paying attention at that point.
Yeah.
So,
probably.
Sybil stands up and we find Barrington. And she goes... Oh, my heavens. Well, that's a bad sign.
So you haven't seen him yet. Sand roll. Death of a friend. I bet that's on my sand loss thing here.
11.
That's a pass.
I'll give you one.
For those keeping track at home, I'm down to 18. Nope, sorry, 14, sand.
Oh, God.
Woof.
I will be very shocked if Sybil survives this session.
If anyone is interested, by the way, I don't know if this was seen, but I did tuck a map of the Miser House into the folder.
Oh, that's right.
So if anyone would like to look at the layout, I can sort of semi-describe the rooms. It is a fairly large house. You should be seeing three stories on there, so ground, first, and second levels.
The south side of the house was the front door, correct?
Yes, I believe that was the way we played it, because I don't think there was an actual compass
the north
rose on there.
The north has the gated back door.
Yes, so yes, consider, just unless there's something strange, south is always the bottom of the page, north is always the top of the page, that makes it easier.
How do you spell shoot when you're talking about a coal chute?
C-H-U-T-E.
We can tell I was not in a good mindset, because I totally spelled it with an S.
Are you sure you aren't talking about Dwight? Were we making office references?
No.
Or all of the gunfire?
Coal chute. Yep. I knew it didn't look right, but I didn't have the brain power to fix it.
Front
door.
Yeah, you're sort of in the Grand Great Hall, I think, is what it calls that room.
Wait, where's the...
I thought we were in an actual room, not in the hallway, right?
Is the basement stair... Is that a single stair all the way to the third floor?
Correct. Okay. It's one staircase in the back of the house.
Yeah, I guess it is, technically.
Back-ish, I guess I should say. Maybe not entirely the back of the house. You folks...
Well, if you look at the basement floor first, it doesn't feel like back of the house. That's the only reason why.
That's fair.
So are we... What room... was the big fight in the big room on the east?
Yes, the one you're pointing at right now, because that spot on the right hand side was the big fireplace. So those were the two windows that you just pointed at.
Fireplace, the two windows on the side, and this was the dude that this is the window the guy peeked out of that we shot.
No, you guys took all that fight on the north side. So both those windows you jumped through were those two on top.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. You want to look at that?
May I roll a spot hidden to, or investigate to, not investigate, whatever it would be, to go through the dead bodies and find things?
I mean,
there are guns and ammo laying around.
Do we remember if the guy that actually ended up killing Barrington was killed?
No, he's the one who drove off.
Yeah, he didn't see him.
We're assuming that's the guy who
we're
drove
assuming.
Off.
Right.
Correct.
We're assuming whoever killed him is the one that took the car, but we don't know for sure if it was one or more.
While I have handed you a map, I would also point out that you assume the house is empty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a couple minutes of silence, but...
That's kind of why I was like, I don't know about this plan. But okay.
I'm going to pick up...
Just remember you have the empty
gun.
Yeah.
From one of the people that was shooting at us.
Sure. You now have a firearm.
Fantastic.
It probably is not full.
Oh, I'm sure. I don't plan on having to use it, but I want it in case I do.
Cool.
Okay.
Schroeder is testing out his dice to see which one he wants to use. Mr. Corey, the professor, Marianne, anyone else want to do anything?
I'm going to go to...
I got that reference.
The bodies. I'm gonna reload.
All right,
my
Kat.
Gun.
Yeah, yeah. You can reload.
I'm
assuming
searching pockets.
Is that a 356, 38?
It was 357.
357.
In terms of anything that you find,
no, it was a 45.
Okay, good.
The individuals themselves. You find What? Did I say one woman? I think there were two women, maybe. You find, obviously...
One of them is outside.
Right. For the most part, they seem to be dressed like one might expect of servants for a household. You know, somebody dressed as a cook, somebody dressed as a butler. They all look to be in working clothes of some sort. In terms of ethnicity, predominantly Caucasian. You do see one or two individuals. It actually says that the... Well, I guess I'll go ahead and... it says that the maids are Chinese and the head cook is Egyptian. So you obviously have some folks that are not, you know, quote-unquote stereotypically Caucasian. For the most part, you don't find anything on them in terms of valuables or even in terms of, like, identification or any points of personalization. I don't think any one of them would have necessarily even had a wallet. Or anything like that. Most of them are prominently wearing some sort of jewelry, either as a pendant, an earring, or whatever. Inverted onks.
Taking them.
Yeah, we'll take those.
How many onk items do I have?
How many dead bodies were there?
We already know what those are,
four
right?
Dead, four.
We've seen those before?
Or five.
We've seen the symbol. I don't believe we know what it means or really stands for. I think we assume.
Well, there is an Egyptologist in the room.
Okay. Well, I know. Well, the Egyptologist would I at least know what an ankh is, but why would it be inverted?
Why do people turn a cross upside down? Like, for you, again, it would be like. You have to remember the Golden Dawn is a thing right now.
Sure.
So, like, cults of personality are a thing.
Yep.
And a lot of times these cults of personality take. Cool things because like yeah man that's the Egyptian cross man what if we turn it upside down that'd be cool like to you you're not seeing anything that reads Egyptology like cults or you don't even think that this has anything to do with Egyptian ancient Egypt at all it's just they're wearing an ankh.
I have a cult
Sure, you can roll it if you want.
Ought two on a cult.
Ooh,
which tick it.
It's already ticked, actually, which is an extreme.
Good. Again, it's not anything, like, there's nothing that reads to you that this is...
I wouldn't know, like, a specific cult that would use this.
No, you would, I mean, it's a bastardization of the symbol of life for ancient Egyptian culture. So, while it reads to you, nothing goes, this is definitely a cult. It's kind of like looking at jewelry at Hot Topic. Like, is it really, like... what do I want to say? Is it really satanic jewelry if, like, you buy it for $12.99 and it's mass produced? You know what I mean? Like,
that's my question. Is it like, are we talking like gold plated, or are we talking these, like, cheap handmade costume jewelry?
Appraise? They look nice.
I do have appraise. Actually,
you need some sort of like, hey, what are they
that
made?
It would have
of
also or? Been on that extreme on appraise.
I'm making another one.
This one's cocked, but it's a 24. If that's the four is showing more than the other one. Which
it,
is...
It's the one's place. It doesn't matter.
I mean, it might if it steals a 25.
Because that's a zero. Yeah, it's a fail. I'll call it a failure.
I mean, you wouldn't be able to tell what how much they're worth, but I mean, they look like they're decently made. Like, it's not cheap trinket costume jewelry. It's nicer than that. But yeah, these folks have kind of been talking about, like, an Egyptian cult, maybe. You would expect to see more.
Is
than
it
this.
Weird that we have two maids that appear to be Chinese and are wearing inverted Ankh jewelry?
It's an all-inclusive cult.
That's almost exactly what he's saying. Like, this doesn't make any sense. Like, these cults of personality, this is, like I said, you literally have, I don't know when you see the picture of Crowley walking around, like, wearing a fucking pyramid on his head with an Ankh on it. Like, that shit's going on because it's Egyptology. It's the heyday of Egyptology. So, nothing at this point from their jewelry would make you scream, this is an evil cult.
Do we go up a floor?
Probably look around.
I only know the Navy signals. Yeah.
I was like, are you wanting me to go upstairs with you to have a sidebar? There's a separate room. Like,
No.
It's the fart room.
Characters. Characters go upstairs. Firearm. Bang, bang. Let's go clear the house.
Yeah.
We should find some shit.
Clear the house.
I'm very glad to have a pistol right now because I am much better at pistol than I am at
How does
rifles.
Everybody feel?
Shit. Let's go.
You look like shit, mate.
How I'm do doing
you,
all right.
How do you
Thank
feel?
Thank you for asking.
I feel about... 4 more points better than you.
I'm going third.
So he's got one hit point. You can actually do medicine on him, can't you?
No.
Why not?
Medicine's already been attempted.
All right, anything else in this
who?
Room?
On previous wounds.
Which room are you?
This is a brand new. This is a brand new wound.
You can first aid Jimmy. Me and still give me health.
Okay.
This is from this fight. No one's done anything. You're the only one that was revived.
Then you and I can stay downstairs and I'll do.
Do you imagine that... Mr. Corey, how old is Mr. Corey?
37.
What year is it, Jasmine?
1925.
Yeah. You know how to get booze in this day
Damn
and age.
Damn right I do.
Like, don't get me wrong. You know, Mr. Corey would obviously the rich and famous had their own stores to avoid prohibition, right? But, like, it would not surprise me if Joe Corey, for his own stock, probably deals with rum running or something to that effect.
I bet you I know who he deals with. Maybe a guy out of New Orleans.
That's a different habit.
No, my guy was a smuggler in New Orleans. I was a rum run. I was a...
Oh, I forgot. I was thinking about my cocaine addicted character.
Oh, got you. Which one? The brother or the sister?
Yes. So you notice in this great hall, obviously there are... the room is the... Again, massive table, chairs, doesn't look like it's been used at all, obviously blown to hell, full of gunshot holes and everything else. You notice that the fireplace is stone, very, very pretty, old, very old. So it's like, and I know because you've been to Europe before, like you see those old fireplaces that it's like, this was not a manicured brick, this was like literally fucking stone that somebody dug up from their backyard and put together, like that.
Well, it sounds like Bedford stone, straight out of Indiana.
you've got two suits of armor flanking each side of the fireplace.
Are you getting vibes? Because I'm getting
vibes.
My divining rod is.
You see.
Run, it's a golem!
What gets you that's strange about it is not necessarily the suits of armor, because first off, you've been in opulent places before. This place is not opulent. It is strange that everything else that looks like it could be sold for value has been sold for value. There's nothing here. Like, now that you're looking at it, the walls are mahogany. It's all nice, but it's like, for having maids, it's pretty dusty. There's no accoutrements. There's no tapestries. There's no side tables with flowers in it. There's very little actually in this house.
This is a high. Do I get like a vibe? This is a hideout. Like this is not someone living here. It's someone.
You're getting more of that sense. Okay. Yes. Obviously, with what you saw in the backyard too. Like, yeah. But what you notice is that on the statues, or statues. I keep saying statues. The suits of armor on the
hollow statues.
Kind of armor.
Full the plate. Iron kind.
I'm a historian.
Okay, roll.
They're made of fucking tin.
I'm gonna wear the armor. What is my
history? Was aluminum foil made back then?
No,
because if not, I'm making a grill out of these.
You mean a smoker?
Yeah.
Got it. For history.
They would be period pieces.
Holy fuck. Those are hundreds of years old. What the fuck are they doing?
What kind of condition are they in?
I mean, relatively decent, all things considered. Family, you mean it wouldn't be museum quality or anything.
No. Right.
Again, the thing that I've been trying to get to for that Mr. Corey would find interesting is the one on the left. There are drag marks on the floor in front of it.
Duh.
This looks suspicious. I fiddle with it.
I do first aid on Worthington.
Okay.
Weatherton.
Thank you. That first one was definitely not my
definitely
name.
Definitely not right. I definitely wrote original. Weatherton.
I'll drag in what seems to be the orientation.
Yeah.
Of
yeah.
The,
it seems that it seems that it opens sort of like away from. As you go to like pull on it and fiddle with it, it does look like the there's an arc on the floor because it looks like it's sat down on a platform and then it's bolted into the wall. When you go to fiddle with it, it doesn't give at the platform level or the suit level, but it feels like it could come loose from the wall. It's not coming loose from the wall, but it feels like it could.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But the drag marks are definitely in, what do I want to say, not concentric. It's in an arc. Like, it looks like this has been drug across the floor.
Out from the wall.
Correct.
Or that the wall might open.
Yeah. I'll look around the wall and see if there's any kind of latch or handle or any seam.
Just pull the candlestick there, mate.
What?
Pull the candlestick.
Is there a candlestick?
There is no candlestick.
Would you pull this candlestick?
Start pulling different books until it opens.
All right, calm down, you bunch of slap dicks.
I passed my first aid, so he gets a health.
A health?
Yeah, you get oon health.
If I'd rolled medicine, which would require more than I have in terms of like supplies, you
supplies.
Get one health.
We get
stop.
Shot.
After a while,
I'll slap you. Supplies. Stop it. Come on. Stop it. Racist. Stop it.
How is that racist?
You've never heard the joke then. There's a joke that goes like that.
It's UHF. It's Weird Al.
Are you calling Weird Al a racist?
Yes!
What?
Wow.
This is ridiculous.
He's just white and nerdy.
Political correctness and a bunch of slapdicks. I was so right with the name of this new show.
Damn it, we don't even need a whiteboard.
After dicking around for a bit, you find that if you push, you lean on some brick in the wall and you feel a catch give, and the whole thing pivots out on a center point and opens to show you a staircase.
Oh, I was hoping it was a fire pole.
Down or up?
Down.
Point of dickish.
Idea rolls for people that aren't Flynn.
Oh.
You weren't here for this.
Ah, that's probably...
Oh.
Yes!
Okay.
Pass.
Barrington would have gotten a bonus die trying to find this because he was looking for priest holes.
Yes, he was. Okay. So
I was the one who told him to look for priest holes. So as soon as you said, started to say idea rolls except for Flynn.
That is a by hard. Almost extreme.
Same.
Yeah. Hey, guess what? You really know that this is probably a priest hole, which makes sense given the date of the armor. This was constructed right. As an aspect of the house. So whatever this is, it's been worked into the home. You would also know that, like you said,
he's talking about, right?
Yeah.
Did you listen to that episode? Has that episode come out yet?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, I think it was
we briefly talked about it as we were approaching the house, like things we were looking for.
They did some research and they found out that houses of this era would have hidden Catholic priests away from the Anglicans.
Mm-hmm.
So you would find like little cozy nooks next to fireplaces and staircases and so on and so forth.
Easy places to hide things, a la Corrie Ten Boom.
I mean, secret passages.
You also get the sense that there are two suits of armor, so it's entirely possible that there could be two priest holes instead of one.
Does that mean I can go look at the other one?
You go look at it. Do you wiggle it?
Yes.
It appears to be in a very similar condition to the other one.
Okay. Does it also open?
Oh, Dar, you start pressing some bricks.
Yeah.
Eventually you hear a click and it swings open. But so you have the left one and the right one.
But visibly on the floor, it's way less used.
Yes. You get the sense that the one on the right was actually harder to open. Yours, Jasmine, was harder to open than Flynn's.
Right. Makes sense. Okay. Are we going down the one we know is probably trapped or the one that they don't go down? This is out of character because I didn't use the accent.
Going down secret passages isn't part of the plan.
That's true. I didn't account for this.
No, you didn't.
Okay. Do we close the doors and go clear the other floors?
No, because that's
got several dead bodies here.
No, so you either fight the ghoul in the basement or you wait for it to come up after you.
Not if we close it behind us. You think that thing knows how to work doors?
Might.
Your mom.
They tunnel.
All right, you're officially a slapdick.
Your mom? We're all slapdicks.
Lucas Slapdick.
Your name.
No, me.
Hey there. This is we're screwed because we either have to go with Grady Slapdick or Schroeder Slapdick. You can't just go with Cody Slapdick because no one knows who you're talking about unless it's one of us talking to each other.
You do like an Etten thing.
Oh gosh.
So what would you folks like to do? Did you come to a decision?
We haven't even had a conversation about making this said decision.
Well, now that we have found these two secret hiding places, I really think we should check out the rest of the house, find any personal materials, get those, and get the hell out of here, and do this last.
How much time do you think we really have?
I don't know. I just came back from the dead.
How do you know? You were dead.
Where do you think that guy's going? The guy who left in the car.
I mean,
I don't think he's going to go get the sheriff, if that's what you're asking.
Why? There is nothing here that would lead to anything other than burglars.
Except for the sacrificial everything.
Outback?
That you've told us about Outback.
Are we going to go show them that?
That I technically don't know in character yet.
Yeah. I was like, is somebody going to stay here and show them that? Are they going to go past the house?
Murder holes. Murder holes.
We don't actually know about that.
I know we don't know about that. That's what I just said in character, Lucas.
I mean, there could be a house full of these creeps
just
down the road that he's going to go pick up, and they could be back in 5 minutes. He could be gone forever. We don't know. So I say we do what we can, and then we deal with what comes.
I really don't think we should split the party. Which really means we all need to go upstairs, find what there is to find, come back here, go down to the basement, keep someone in the room so that it doesn't get closed behind us and we get trapped, and then we get the fuck out of here.
You Scooby-Doo and motherfuckers.
Eeny, meeny, miny, fuck it. Go down that one.
You
So we're
first.
Ignoring Sybil. Is that what has just happened? Just for clarity.
She always seems to be the one that finds herself in the worst situations.
Yep.
She makes a very impassioned plea. We should all go upstairs. And they're like, eh, and they all...
Excuse me, I'm going down.
Pardon. Beg your pardon.
Sybil starts to head upstairs.
Okay, well, that's a statement.
I look...
I mean, knowing where these secret passages could be a quick way out of the house when people come back.
Hello? Is anybody still here?
She's gonna get
lost. What the fuck is
Jesus,
wrong with you?
I follow. Ma'am.
Hello?
Shut the fuck up, please. Maybe. Shut the fuck up.
Maybe we don't.
Why is there dead bodies down here?
Actually, why don't
Cody
we go down the hole and you go first?
As I quietly walk out of the house to go back to the boat.
Professor, would you like to do anything?
Leave all the plot.
What other rooms are down here? Like, if I just start opening doors, what's
you can just
down
start
here?
Opening doors on the first floor. Yeah,
I'll start opening doors. What's
look
down
at
here?
Look at the rooms. There's a lot of rooms.
I go
we
up the stairs, scream in the
we
hallway.
We are here, correct?
No, we're on the second floor.
We're in this room.
Yes, you're in that room.
So, what's in this room?
That room.
Great
that
for door. Audio. Good job, Lucas.
That room is. These guys could tell you one of the cultists ran through there earlier. Mm-hmm. It's basically an L-shaped hallway.
Yep.
With two small doors. You poke your head in. They're water closets.
Okay. There's another room that
south of that.
The south room.
You would have been walked through there when you first came in. That was a dining room.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, you and
so
I.
So then, if I go across the hallway where the stairs are, the first room on the left, south.
You find a what is labeled a reception room. So I'm assuming desk, couple chairs, nothing fancy.
Sure. Desk.
He's on the
so
first
it's a
floor.
Study.
I mean, a reception room that it.
It's for receiving guests.
So it's like,
parlor.
Is it right off the
yeah,
main
it's a
hall?
Yeah, it's
right off
the main
hall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Parlor is probably more what we want to
like,
say.
What am I seeing in this room? Anything of note?
I mean,
nothing of note.
Nothing really of
any
the
notes?
House is fairly empty. Go to the room till there's finding the things.
Yes. Next room on the left, the larger room there.
That is listed as a drawing room.
What's in the drawing room?
Drawings.
No. Bunch of drawings on
no,
the wall.
No, it's very similar to a parlor. Stop it.
It's
keep
where
going.
The British do their drawings.
Hello,
eggs.
My name is Simon.
Oh my god, get through the first floor so we can go to me on the second and I die. Come on.
You remember Simon from SNL?
Anyway, continuing on, you also find a kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
You find a breakfast room.
Uh-huh.
You find, off the kitchen, you find a stairwell leading down. And you also find a pantry. That sort of rounds out the first floor.
With nothing in it, I'm sure.
There is a utility room. And you also find a library.
Isn't this the staircase that Barrington would have come up and we would see
if I take
city footprints?
No, he came up the main staircase. The way he came out, once you look at the layout, this is like a servant staircase up from the laundry and the coal chute.
To
he
the
came
kitchen.
Up the grand staircase.
Spot hidden in the library?
There's not a lot to look at. Like the tomes there, like there's like a full 2 inches of dust on everything.
Anything in flesh, obviously, since we've...
There's oh my nothing. God, everything is covered in
nothing
dust.
Nothing of note.
Nothing that... I mean, you can spend some time looking at it.
Oh if it's, yeah, it doesn't matter. All right, so let's go upstairs then.
The second floor, Jasmine, you find a lot of bedrooms. Almost half the rooms there of sizable note are bedrooms.
Let's go to the master.
The other things that you find there, a couple of storage closets. Those are the ones next to the stairs. The obviously double, like... water closet area is a bathroom.
Are there like wardrobes and closets that have clothes and stuff in them, or is it just empty?
They're mostly empty. Like it's like almost hotel-esque. Like the beds are there and made, but there aren't like personal items. There's no notes of personalization. There might be a small desk with a chair, some stationery, nothing personal.
Okay. So like nobody's sleeping here at all.
Or they are. And
I mean, the people that were living, these people have to have.
Yeah, but they're probably
going to
be servant quarters,
right?
On the third floor.
No, I mean, you would assume that these people probably lived in these rooms. Like, some of them do look lived in. In fact, one of them looks like the sheets were disturbed.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like we got someone out of bed.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. But you're not seeing, like, you're not seeing family photos. You're not seeing, you know, any other aspects of personalization. It's very much like a prisoner cell or something. It's very, very basic and utilitarian.
Right. Like, what's weird is that there's not even, like, a change of clothes.
Okay, there's some changes of clothes. I'm just saying it's very, very bland.
But again, there's not... So, what's in the... Anything of interest in, like, the master, even? Because this looks like a master at the bottom of the left, south... West, I guess.
It's a very nice, better appointed room. It does not read you necessarily as a master per
se. Gotcha. Third floor then.
You get the sense that the smaller rooms, so like the ones to the east where you saw light coming out of them, those are smaller standard bedrooms, twin beds, you know. There's probably a small trunk with some basic clothing in it. Maybe a robe. But that's basically it.
Not a cultist robe.
Pretty much like a cultist robe.
Seriously?
I think so.
totally taking that shit.
Might be more like a large cloak with a hood on it. Yeah. I mean, like, it could be a cloak or it could be a robe.
I'm totally taking all of them.
So is that essentially all of the second floor?
Correct.
Okay.
Third floor.
I take the cloaks.
Robes. As you step up to the third floor, as you can tell, it's just an L-shaped hallway with, like, four doors.
One for each of us.
We each open a door, yeah?
Same time.
No.
3, 2, 1.
Go.
I just, like, all right. Tap my door and not open a door.
So two of you open nearly identical bedrooms.
On the left.
On your left. I got you.
Two of you actually open to, like, fairly... These are much nicer bedrooms.
Okay.
These have a little bit more extra seating. These beds are clearly nicer, et cetera, et cetera. You open up one to a... This is a large bathroom, big bathtub. The fourth person opens up into probably pretty close to the largest bedroom in the house. Oh, that's where the note is. And you see... Well... They went very utilitarian with all bedrooms numbered 2.
Mm.
And I thought, oh, the master will be 3. And I started looking at it. It's not.
Gotcha.
All the bedrooms are labeled 2. So I'm like, which bedroom is it? And I'm like, it's going to be the last one they check. You walk into a very, very nicely appointed bedroom.
What do we have here?
What you have, this is clearly the most well-kept room in the house. An ornate 4-poster bed takes up a great deal of space. Heavy velvet curtains hide the bed's interior. There's a dressing table with paper on it. You also see a wooden mannequin head upon which rests an ornate headdress, apparently constructed of gemstones. On the wall hangs a large oil painting of an Egyptian pharaoh. There's also a modern-looking clock and something that looks very, very strange hanging on the wall. Who came in here? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, I made
4.
A very particular
Lucas.
Joke. I made a very particular joke about how this worked. And if this lands on me, it was not me.
Yep.
So, apparently, Lucas, you are the one investigating this bedroom. The painting of the pharaoh is exquisite, by the way. It catches your eye.
But the thing that... Do I know what pharaoh it is?
We can get there.
Is there a signature that says Miles Shipley on it?
As I was starting to finish with,
sorry,
you've got something that looks very, very oddly similar to a cricket bat hanging on the wall, except that this cricket bat has a large iron spike, like, driven perpendicularly through the top of its head.
Okay.
I'm about to run and be like, man, the power's mine! Just start, like, running around with it.
I want the headdress. I'm going to put it on the shiny.
So you're first there. What would you like to do, Lucas? They're going to very quickly know that you have something interesting to look at, but you get first dibs, Professor.
I am actually, I'm probably more attracted to the headdress.
Okay.
It's shiny.
It is shiny.
Do we hear him go,
did he just swoon?
You probably do hear some swooning.
Jazz totally so you did.
You head first to the headdress, right?
I do.
It's one of the few things on most of the table is quote unquote like picked up. Like it's you get the sense that like there's writing papers and stuff like that. The two things that are really prominently displayed is there's a folded piece of paper and then there's this headdress, which is actually on a mannequin, so it's
right.
It's set outward. This is a golden headdress and it appears to contain hundreds of like gems. But this stuff is fashioned into what appear to be almost like small eyes. So the headdress goes on and it looks like there are like hundreds of eyes like staring up at you. Each little like ornate little bulb has gemstones of different colors within the eyes. Yeah, it's a gorgeous piece of jewelry.
All right. It
looks kind of like something that you would, again, it's kind of a headdress because of the way it's tied on. So it's almost tied on, at least from the pictures I've got in the book, sort of like Rambo bandana style. So like it would wrap around the head and like clasp in the back. But you've got like little dangly bits almost like of pearls or something that hang down the right. sides. But these also are little bulbed eyes.
Gotcha. I call out for everyone to come. Oi! In here. Mr. Corey, take that f***ing thing.
I go to the ass beater.
I would say hold on a second.
Grab a sheet, put everything in it, roll it up,
let's
go.
I would just grab it, because you weren't there for that. I don't know that NPC Corey was there for
that. I don't remember.
And I would recite the words to see if anything actually happens. My guess is we have to learn the words of this god, but do I feel any?
You don't feel anything? Medicine or first aid roll?
Hey, you want to pass it off to the character that can pass those?
I can't actually do that, right?
I'm asking you first. That may change what happens next.
First aid. No.
When you pick it up, it's he would have thought of it as a cricket bat. This is very definitely like a baseball bat.
Yeah.
Except like about...
That's why you let the American grab it.
Yeah, that's why I
pointed it out. About 3 or 4 inches down from the top, a hole has been bored, and it looks almost exactly like a fucking railroad spike has been pushed.
Exactly what it was in my head of what it looked like.
And I'm going to turn and go, I guess we found the sand bat cult.
Jasmine, make me a medicine roll.
That is a pass by half.
You are recalled back to some of the beatings by the cult.
Ooh, the punctures. Okay.
Yeah. And the bludgeoning.
Bludgeoning.
They were predominantly bludgeoning, but there were some odd piercing wounds.
In the chest.
Yep. What you see is that looking at the bat and knowing at least a little bit of medicine and stuff, this has been used. And not surprisingly, the blood spatter is on the rounded aspect of the bat predominantly, with the exception of the end of that railroad spike.
And I look at it and I go, well, it's already got your blood on it. You might as well keep it.
No, I would give it to him.
It goes to Mr. Corey.
My brawl skills and melee skills are garbage.
No, I have
How big is the painting?
The painting is pretty solid. You're looking at it a little more closely now.
I mean, how big is it?
I mean, it's good size. I don't know. Portrait. It's a portrait. So,
is it larger than that thing?
I would say that thing-esque. When you think of a portrait in a museum, you think about that size.
Yeah, depending on what museum you're looking at and what painter did it. Sure.
Sure. Yes, you can take a look at the pharaoh if you like.
All right, I will step up to said pharaoh.
It is a regal-looking pharaoh. The bizarre thing, of course, glancing at it, at first you're like, that's a painting of a pharaoh. What you realize now is that the skin of said pharaoh is black.
Okay.
And we don't mean black as in of African descent. We mean black as in jet black, black of deepest night.
Gotcha.
The detailing on the painting is sublime, especially the eyes, which burn with a captivating intensity. There is no label or mark on this. Do they look familiar?
The eyes.
Oh.
From when he...
Like, when I look at that, do I think of Larkin when he was possessed? Does it strike me as a, oh, shit, I might have seen this before.
Give me a sand roll.
Not the roll you were looking for.
That's better than most of my other rolls right now, to be honest.
Well, good for you.
Mm-mm. No. Damn, I thought that was a six. It would have passed if it... I thought it was a... Yeah, I failed.
Yes, it looks exactly like Larkin's eyes.
Okay, so it was one I wanted to pass, potentially. Got you. Okay. Do I...
It's just the portrait, though. There's no other figures in the painting at all.
Okay. No, it's just the...
Is the pharaoh wearing the same?
You can use sand in a lot of different ways.
Okay.
This is me.
I see it. I think it's Larkin. I'm like, am I going crazy? Like, what's going on? Okay. Got it.
You may have gotten a different insight had you passed.
That's definitely fucking Larkin's eyes.
That's your reaction. You're like, holy shit. Yeah. I've seen this guy before.
And the only person who knows what the fuck you're talking about.
Is he wearing the headdress?
Everything looks very appropriate to an early century pharaoh.
But he's not wearing the headdress that I'm that is physically sitting in this.
No, no. Okay, I mean, like in the stylings and in the paintings, you would know right away. This isn't just somebody doodling. This is like someone who understands what the regal dress of a pharaoh.
Hanging on the wall, or is it?
Yeah, it's hanging on the wall.
I lift it up and see if there's anything behind it.
It just appears to be hanging on a nail in the plaster.
I take it down and tear the paper off the back and see if there's anything hidden behind it.
No, you don't see anything. It appears to be. It appears to just be just like how you would, you're going to know the terms better than I am, so I'm just going to fumble for the words, but just how it's stretched and racked and put in the frame, the paper is just there to look nice, like it's not, nothing's
just,
hidden
it's the back of the frame. I just was making sure that nothing was hidden behind the canvas.
Sybil, look at these eyes. Do these look familiar? This looks like Larkin when he was crazy, right?
I look in your eyes and I go, I don't think I want to look at that.
Look at them.
Flynn,
come on, Grady.
You also notice a clock on the wall.
You mentioned.
It's been stuck on 3 for days and days.
You would know without even looking at it that this is like a very fine Swiss-made clock. Like this is the kind of thing that she would have sent somebody across the ocean to go and purchase and come back with. This is the only literally modern item that you've seen in the house.
And it's expensive.
I enjoy both. I will inspect it. Any distinguishing markings or...
As you look it up, it is definitely Swiss made.
Shut up, Google. Alexis, Bixby, which one, everyone it is. Alexa,
It is Swiss made. It's really, really nice. Exquisite timepiece, and you know from probably dealing with expensive timepieces, it's meant to keep the time incredibly accurate. I mean, calling it a clock is probably a misnomer. Calling it a chronometer is probably more accurate. This is a very accurate timepiece for this era. Probably several hundred or thousand dollars in terms of modern money. I don't know how actually much this would have been at the time, but a very expensive timepiece. This is not something you wind every day.
Is it large? Is it hard to carry?
No, it would be... It calls it a wall clock, but I'm pretty sure chronometers are usually small. So I'm imagining that this is like, at least in my mind, something like what Schroeder's holding up, like slightly larger than an alarm clock.
Okay, I'll pocket it.
Okay.
What kind of papers are on the table? So there's paper on the table?
There is a folded piece of paper that appears to be a letter.
I open it. It explodes.
Roll sand. No.
It self-destructs.
We're in the tower. You're supposed to explode it out the tower.
He's pulling out a
thing.
There's
a real letter.
We just got a letter.
Is this a real handout or is this one you made?
No, look, you can tell just by from this side it's an actual real handout.
Ooh.
Do you need me to read it?
No.
Okay.
I mean, maybe.
Some of the script is
kind
of
harsh script.
It's so pretty. But, like, I go to read it, and I'm like, I know what it says, and I don't know if I can read it. Because they have done it with, like, actually, like, a blotted pen. Like, it's really good looking.
Okay. I'm going to do my best, because this is actually a pretty thick script. And the top right, there is the title, Omar al-Shakti. I'm gonna botch all these pronunciations. Just so you know, is it Gezira Muhammad?
I believe it's Jazeera.
Jazeera Muhammad, Cairo, Egypt, January 1925. My dear Gavigan, in his name do we serve, which is underlined. As the work of our Lord and Master grows ever nearer to completion, I must ask you, with all due politeness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. To consider the returning of that which your predecessor and his associates acquired from us under
less
than honest circumstances. As we are allies in this great endeavor, I seek not to dwell on the past slights and inconveniences, but to move forward. I hope that this is your wish also. And with this in mind, The return of the bust to its true home would not only be a gesture of goodwill, but also a reaffirmation of our most
August
and beneficial brotherhood. Your humble servant, Omar al-Shakti. That is really harsh script.
It's such a beautiful piece of handout, though.
It's gorgeous.
Holy shit, is it pretty.
Am I to assume that this is his name? At the top? Or is that perhaps a hotel name of some kind?
It's in Arabic.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what it... You can go ahead and pass that around.
Unfortunately, none of the players speak Arabic. And the character who did isn't here anymore.
I think that you could assume that that is the letterhead of where he's writing from.
Okay.
I don't think your character has the skill set to know what it means.
Probably not.
I mean, I would say that given the time that you've spent time in Egypt, theoretically, and it's dressed Egyptian, you would know that that's probably a maker's mark, or that is a symbol that is important to the letter writer, or like you said, it could be a piece of stationery for a hotel.
Right, but I can't read it, is what you're saying.
I don't think you can, no.
Okay.
Do you have Arabic?
I don't. I've got hieroglyphics.
Person who did, he did.
Okay.
Didn't somebody have Latin?
Not that I have like five.
Yeah. And that's the only thing that we're seeing on the desk? There's no drawers to the desk?
Can open the drawers. And you find additional stationery and blah, 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 blah. I guess I should also notice there is a wardrobe as well.
Open that.
You find a number of robes, some in red, others in black. All are large enough to essentially cover the wearer, including heads and faces.
Anything hidden behind said robes?
As you pull them back, you see that they are also embroidered with inverted ankhs intermixed with other icons.
Okay.
You also see 6 neck chains, gold and silver, suspending an inverted ankh. These definitely look nice.
You'll pull, right? Perhaps you can palm those.
Mr. Corey.
You guys lost all your money.
Yes,
we
miss.
We should go downstairs and take the body somewhere else and stage it, perhaps? Bodies? Several?
We didn't lose our money. We just weren't in a place to actually get money from the bank.
I know. I was just trying to make money. I'm going to take the sheet, and I'm going to take the headdress off of the bust.
Okay.
Put it in the sheet, wrap it up like a bag so that I've got it with me.
Okay.
You've got the bat.
Mm-hmm.
We actually
somebody
the
else
yeah, we actually
and the clock
the bat with us.
Yes, yeah. That's a weapon.
I know it's a weapon, but it's also
linked
the
to
prime
crimes.
Weapon for the serial killings along the Thames in all of London.
Yeah, throw it in the ocean.
So we need
for
to do
now,
one of two things. If we're not taking it with us, let's not leave it in the room where we're putting Barrington, because then we're going to make Barrington look like he's the fucking murderer that
no.
he's been investigating the
I
entire fucking time.
I have an idea. We need to put him... now that we've all spent this time, you guys telling us about the outside and this creepy circle and all of that, we need to put his body out there and stick this in one of his major wounds. And implicate... whatever was here, wipe our fingerprints, because this is after the age of Sherlock Holmes, so they've got fucking fingerprinting now. Yep.
Do they?
Yes.
It was
very rustic.
In 1925, they absolutely have fingerprinting.
Yep.
Hmm. Fingerprinting goes back a lot farther than you think it does.
Fair enough.
It was popularized by Sherlock Holmes in the 1880s.
Right.
So.
But yes. I think it even goes back farther than that. Fingerprinting is definitely...
It does, but particularly in Britain, that's when like people started to realize that was a thing, so we would know. I say we put it in Barrington's body, out.
It's an option. Do you have to do that out in the woods? Can't you just do that in this house?
We could, but I think it means more if we put all the dead bodies out there. And we've got at least 2 people
There's
that
blood and bullet
anything.
Holes all over that house.
Yeah.
What's it fucking matter?
I guess it doesn't. We at least need to go plant the weapon.
It's just a lot of extra work, that's all I'm saying.
I am big, strong person. Let me do big, strong things.
You got big, strong man next to you.
Yes, I know. I said we should go together to go do the body things. Not that way.
Someone's getting spiked. Can you put the bat in Barrington's wound and just leave it then? I didn't say that in the accent, sorry.
That is macabre, but yes.
these... Well, it's the Yanks' idea. Well, you're a Yank, aren't you? I forgot. Are you American?
I'm not a Yankee.
I couldn't remember. I thought for some reason he was foreign.
I am from the South.
Right. You're American. That's all that matters. You can shoot a broadside of a barn.
So your plan is we put this in the good inspector and this all looks like...
He got in over his head.
And who shot all these people?
There are weapons all over the place. We're only taking one or two.
Perhaps they shot each other.
There's no way in hell we can go to any kind of authorities. Period.
Yeah, no, just set the fucking place on fire, yeah?
We need to get our things out of the Bank of England. We need to figure out what's in those priest holes, because that makes sense. And we need to plant this weapon.
So, who all knows you're here?
No one.
All of the cultists.
Scotland Yard.
See, that's
the cultists. That's all that really matters at this point.
And every person that we've talked to in town asking about the Miser House, including the old biddies who do nothing but talk.
So when they find Barrington without the three yahoos who came with him...
It's time to get out of the country, Corey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But... We have bodies here.
We have to go.
And we have robes. And we have fire. So what if we dressed up some of these bodies to look like us? We take the robes. We burn the shit down. And we leave. It's not clean, but maybe it buys us a little time.
So we all walk in like trick-or-treaters into the hotel then.
Are you in constant... That's what I want to know. How often are you in contact with Miss Carlisle? We need to have that conversation.
Not right now.
Lucas, since I am looking at this, because it's been a while since I've looked at anything involving Egypt for this game, the Jazeera Mohammed, which is listed on it, Jazeera is an... island in the Nile River. Basically, there's an island in the middle of the Nile, and that would be a fairly prominent district. So Jazeera Mohammed would be the district.
Okay.
So you would think that the Maker's Mark on that is probably a location of some sort, and then it's letting you know that it came from Omar al-Shakti on the Jazeera. The island is divided into apparently Jazeera and...
What is
the Al-Akir or something like that? It's southern and northern.
Gotcha.
So Jazeera is the southern district. So if you search Jazeera Cairo, you will see a beautiful image of this island.
Cool.
contains Cairo Tower, which wouldn't be built at this point because that's 1960, the Egyptian Opera House, and the El Sway Cultural Wheel Center, which also would not be built. It's in 2003. As well as the Gezira Sporting Club, the oldest sporting club in Egypt.
Oh. Let me guess, 1919.
For the sporting club? No, it was a lot older than that.
Do we want to go down in one of those little holes then?
Yeah.
The hidden room.
I'm going to stay up here with the bodies and make sure none of them move. I'm also going to stay here with a firearm and fire.
So the crazy lady is standing there with a gun and a torch.
Very safe.
Right. Big man.
The
first,
crazy
lady
don't need to lose any more fucking sand.
Right, so we'll go back down and go into... Which of the two holes do you want to go in?
Go left.
Self-preservation.
Left. Say,
your penis.
Yeah, I say you got left and you got a right, so you're going down the left.
One left.
Way the penis.
Gun in hand.
Our title track, Ideathesia, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their EP, Catharsis. Find more of their music at sleepfortheweary.com. Introduction compiled from Nyarlathotep by H.P. Lovecraft. Like what you heard? Hear more episodes at rancorsbrothel.com. Join the conversation on Facebook with the Rancors Brothel and on Twitter at rancors_brothel. Send comments to therancorsbrothel@gmail.com. Discover exclusive content at patreon.com/rancors_brothel by becoming a patron of our podcast. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. See you next time.